BBC News with Marion Marshall. Police in Pakistan say more than 60 people have been killed and 200 others injured in a bomb attack in a bazaar in the southwestern city of Quetta. Most of the victims were members of Pakistan's Shiite minority. Orla Geerin reports.
Once again, the Shias of Quetta have been targeted in a devastating bombing, in spite of promises by the government to improve their security. It's the second major attack on the beleaguered minority community this year. The blast was so powerful it was felt across a wide area. Local sources say ambulances were initially prevented from reaching the scene because of protests by Shias. Some reports claim this may have increased the death toll.
The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has said Afghan security forces will not be allowed to call for airstrikes in residential areas. The announcement comes days after 10 civilians were killed in an air raid in Kunar province in eastern Afghanistan. Here's our defence correspondent, Caroline Wyatt.
President Karzai's move takes away an important weapon in Afghan forces' armoury. American and British airstrikes were used at the very start of Operation Enduring Freedom to dislodge the Taliban from power in Afghanistan in 2001. Later on, as more US and British ground forces were sent as part of the wider NATO mission, troops under attack called in airstrikes more frequently, several times a day across the country, to help them in battles against insurgents. But the number of Afghan civilians, including children, killed in airstrikes has made them a deeply divisive weapon, just as likely to drive villagers to support the insurgents.
The United Nations says that serious human rights abuses are continuing in Burma, despite progress towards democracy under the military-backed government. At the end of a five-day visit, the UN Special Rapporteur, Thomas Ojea Quintana, said the army was continuing to use arbitrary arrest and torture in the conflict with Kachin rebels. A former Brazilian environment minister, Marina Silva, has launched a new political party called Sustainability Network, ahead of next year's presidential elections. In a speech to hundreds of supporters in Brasilia, Ms. Silva stressed the new party's green credentials and ruled out taking either a pro- or anti-government stance. Marina Silva won nearly 20 million votes when she ran for president 3 years ago. Eric Camara reports.
Since her surprising success in 2010 as the Green Party's presidential candidate, Marina Silva has watched her political influence grow steadily. She left the party a year later, as she'd done before with former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's PT Workers' Party, and snubbed all other invitations. Yet she didn't disappear from the public eye. In 2012, Marina Silva was personally invited as the only Brazilian to carry the Olympic flag at the opening of the London Olympics, raising eyebrows within the Brazilian government.
World News from the BBC. An uncle of the Paralympic champion Oscar Pistorius says there's no substance to allegations that his nephew shot his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in a premeditated killing on Thursday. Arnold Pistorius said the South African prosecutor's own forensic evidence refuted the possibility of a premeditated murder. He added that his nephew was numb with shock. Meanwhile, South African state television has broadcast a reality TV show featuring Reva Steenkamp. The producers of the show said the episode was dedicated to her memory. The Vatican says the conclave of cardinals to choose the successor to Pope Benedict could be brought forward to ensure that the new pontiff is installed before Easter, the most important date in the Christian calendar. Existing rules require a waiting period of at least 15 days after the papacy becomes vacant, but the Vatican spokesman, Federico Lombardi, said this arrangement is open to reinterpretation. Tens of thousands of people in Portugal have taken part in this year's first major protests against the government's economic policy. The demonstration in several towns and cities across the country was organised by Portugal's largest trade union federation, which is opposed to the harsh austerity measures imposed as part of the country's Eurozone bailout. This protester, in the capital, Lisbon, explained why he was so angry at the government.
They have been elected, but that doesn't mean they can do anything they want. And they are going far beyond their powers and far beyond what's fair.
Preliminary figures indicate Portugal's economy shrank by more than 3% last year. In a surprise decision by the judges at the Berlin Film Festival, a young amateur from Bosnia-Herzegovina has won the Best Actor award. Nazif Mujic, an unemployed Bosnian Roma, played himself in the film An Episode in the Life of an Iron Picker. The film also won the runner-up award to the main Golden Bear Prize, claimed, as widely expected, by the Romanian film Child's Pose.